One of the new laws limits gun magazines to 15 rounds, while the other expands background checks. Officers have said enforcing the magazine law is legal quicksand, and increasing checks has had unintended consequences. Governor Hickenlooper acknowledged he and lawmakers could have done a better job. Pickens County Sheriff Joe DeSalvo.
The governor came here today and apologized for some of the mistakes that were made with that, which I thought was courageous.
Still, Hickenlooper wasn't backing down, and as the meeting continued, the governor appeared to get a little testy.
He apologized, and then another sheriff asked a question that kind of held his feet to the fire, and the governor quite frankly said, "I've apologized. What the f*** do you want from me?"
It's not often we hear a governor drop the F-bomb in public.
I don't want to make it sound like he said it in anger, because he didn't. It was very tongue-in-cheek.
Still, the comments on the gun laws and how they were rolled out were enough for Republican gubernatorial candidate Bob Beaupre to later accuse Hickenlooper of, quote, failed leadership. Beaupre is a longtime politician and rancher from Lafayette who failed in his run for governor nearly a decade ago. And he's made the gun laws a central part of his campaign against Hickenlooper.
"And we deserve the freedom and the fullness of opportunities that have always made Colorado the greatest place on earth. It's time to get Colorado back on track. I'm Bob Beaupre. I'm running for governor, and I'd be honored to have your support."
The gun suit continues while a federal judge considers whether the new laws are unconstitutional. Hickenlooper attended the sheriff's address at the invitation of Joe DeSalvo, and the suit was just one part of his address.
"Sheriff, let's have a seat."
Overall, at the conference, there was far more attention paid by the sheriffs to legalize marijuana. Boulder County Sheriff Joe Pelley describes it this way.
"It's an issue for all of us, and we've had people who have developed psychosis and harmed themselves and killed themselves under the influence."
Tragedies that have happened elsewhere in Colorado as well.
"We all have a common interest in seeing the THC limits, you know, regulated in edibles, and having some kind of really clear packaging and clear dosage information and that kind of thing."
"And do you get the impression that there is the political will to do that?"
I think there is.
Mineral County Sheriff Fred Hasselkiss, based in southwest Colorado, agreed that retail marijuana is a big issue. As for the conference, he enjoyed it.
"You know, I hesitated to come to Aspen just because of the cost, but no, it's been great."
Another issue that came up during the governor's talk was salaries for law enforcement. Again, Joe DeSalvo.
"Sheriffs all over the state are grossly underpaid. A lot of sheriffs are paid less than people that work under them. And the governor said, if elected, that's something he is going to address."
Hickenlooper's re-election bid might not be hurt by the sheriff's complaints, though. Sheriff Pelley says the audience was more or less neutral to Hick's campaign.
"Among the sheriffs, there's every inch of the political spectrum, from Tea Party, very right-wing conservative guys, to more liberal Democrats like Sheriff DeSalvo and myself. But I think the conversation with the governor went really well."
In the end, Sheriff DeSalvo got perhaps the most ribbing from the gathering of mostly conservative law enforcement. He received some good-hearted but pointed criticism about his generally liberal stance on guns and marijuana. Elise Thatcher, Aspen Public Radio News.